I don't want to set the world.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
People, you just can't make this up. Joe Biden, right out of his own mouth, you heard it. One of the most extensive voter fraud organizations. Wow. This is the Rising Republic. I am your host, L. Douglas Hogan. We've had a crazy, crazy week. I don't even know where to start. That being said, put your seatbelts on if you're driving down the road. It's unsafe. Ah, who am I kidding? You have a right to fly out that windshield if you want to. I'm not about all that stuff. Anyway, this is the Rising Republic, and I want to thank you for joining me today, tonight, this afternoon. Whatever time it is that you're listening to me on. The Rising Republic releases every Tuesday at 5 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. We are listener supported, so be sure to subscribe to most major podcasting applications or any one of those if you have a particular flavor that you enjoy. Also, don't forget to check out the Rising Republic Video Bites on YouTube. I put one of those up every now and again just to keep YouTube popping. To join my newsletter, head over to ldouglashogan.com and register. Man, Joe Biden, I don't even know. Is he senile? I mean, he's got to be. In fact, no, I know that he is. Think about this. He confused his wife and his sister. He believes that he's running for the Senate. He said that he is Joe Biden and he's Joe Biden's wife. He said that he's Kamala Harris's running mate. He said that he's been in the Senate for 180 years. He thinks he's running against George Bush. These are just things off the top of my head. I don't have no notes out. These are just things off the top of my head. This man has been in public office for 47 years. You know why he hasn't ever won the presidency? This ain't his first run. Joe Biden's been at it at least three or four times. But he's got a lot of dirt in his briefcase. He's got a lot of luggage, if you know what I'm saying. But there has been some hot news come out ever since the election. We talked about this last week. You guys remember last week I talked about on this show, I'm not a reporter. I just want to throw that out there. But I was talking about Dominion voting systems last week, a full week ahead of Fox News. Maybe, I get it. They want to vet some things out before they start reporting. No, that's not true. I don't know why I even said that. Fox News is not reporting. Fox News, I thought, was a beacon. I thought Fox News was the last fort. I thought Fox News was the last holdout. I thought Fox News, like the OK Corral. I thought Fox News was going to be that thing that conservatives could hang on to, even though I knew in my heart and in my mind that it was all owned by the CNN, by MSNBC, CBS, ABC. They're all owned by the same rich billionaires who face will probably never see. All that being said, they are starting to be just like a Gestapo. Towards the end of the show, I want to talk about some of their Gestapo antics. You know, my favorite saying, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. If I could wear... You can't see what I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing a grunt style t-shirt, just a plain grunt style t-shirt. But if I had a t-shirt I could wear while I'm making this podcast that said it's disgusting, that would be my key phrase. It's disgusting. Oh my goodness. So how many of you were watching Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo? Do you watch this? Okay, because Fox News had something very, very interesting recently. I think this was there. I think it was, I'm going to say it was yesterday or day before, but I'm going to play this for you. I want you to listen to this craziness. And this guest that's speaking on here with Maria is a woman by the name of Sidney Powell. She is one of Donald Trump's attorneys, and she's one of the best in the land. She was also Michael Flynn's attorney. But listen to what she has to say here on Sunday Morning Futures. Listen to this.
Welcome back. According to public records, Dominion voting machines are used in 2,000 jurisdictions in 30 states. According to experts, if one site has a flaw, other sites are likely to as well, which is why Texas rejected using Dominion software three times, raising concerns that the system was not safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation. That's troubling, given we already know that at least two software glitches in Georgia and Michigan occurred on election night. Attorney Sidney Powell is leading the charge against Dominion, and she says she has enough evidence of fraud to launch a massive criminal investigation. Sidney, thanks very much for being here. We appreciate your time this morning. I want to get right into it. We just heard about the software made by Smartmatic from Rudy, and I want to get your take on what you report, what you and I spoke about just a few minutes ago, and that is a gentleman named Peter Neffinger. Tell me how he fits into all of this.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffinger, or retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. He is president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Wow. So, Sidney, you feel that you will be able to prove this. Do you have the software in your possession? Do you have the hardware in your possession? How will you prove this, Sidney?
Well, I've got lots of ways to prove it, Maria, but I'm not going to tell on national TV what all we have. I just can't do that.
Okay, but you have a small time frame here. The elections are supposed to be certified in early December. Do you believe that you can present this to the courts and be successful within this just couple of weeks?
Well, let me put it this way. First of all, I never say anything I can't prove. Secondly, the evidence is coming in so fast, I can't even process it all. Millions of Americans have written, I would say by now, definitely hundreds of thousands have stepped forward with their different experiences of voter fraud. But this is a massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned it involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but that the software essentially was used by other election machines also. It's the software that was the problem. Even their own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. They can put, it's like drag and drop Trump votes to a separate folder and then delete that folder. It's absolutely brazen how people bought this system and why they bought this system. In fact, every state that bought Dominion for sure should have a criminal investigation or at least a serious investigation of the officers in the states who bought the software. We've even got evidence of some kickbacks, essentially.
Kickbacks. I want to take a short break and come back on that. And I want to ask you about the kickbacks and who took kickbacks in which state. Sidney, stay with us. Quick break. And we've got more breaking news this morning from Sidney Powell. Stay with us. Welcome back. We are back with attorney Sidney Powell, who's part of President Trump's legal team. Sidney, before we went to the break, we talked about, you said that there may have been kickbacks to some people who accepted the Dominion software. Tell me what you mean.
Well, I mean, we are collecting evidence now from various whistleblowers that are aware of substantial sums of money being given to family members of state officials who bought this software. I mean, we're talking about $100 million packages for new voting machines suddenly in multiple states, and benefits ranging from financial benefits for family members to sort of what I would call election insurance. Because they know that they can win the election if they are using that software. It's really an insidious, corrupt system, and I can't tell you how livid I am with our government for not paying attention to complaints even brought by Democrats, Carolyn Maloney, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, over the last several years in written letters with expert reports and some documentation of how corrupt this software is, and nobody in our government has paid any attention to it, which makes me wonder how much the CIA has used it for its own benefit in different places, and why Gina Haspel is still there in the CIA is beyond my comprehension. She should be fired immediately.
Which governor or which government official accepted hundreds of millions of dollars in benefits for their family as they took on this software?
If I said hundreds of millions of dollars there, I misspoke. I don't know the exact amount of money yet. We are still collecting the evidence on that, but it's more than one.
Okay, so you can't say who you believe took kickbacks. What is the CIA's role?
For the record, she said hundreds of millions of dollars to multiple states. So I just want to throw that out there before I continue on.
Why do you think Gina Haspel should be fired immediately? You're saying that the CIA is behind the Dominion or Smartmatic voting software as well?
Well, the CIA and the FBI and other government organizations have received multiple reports of wrongdoing and failures and vulnerabilities in this company's product. Their own manual, if you sat down and read it, would explain how and why no honest person would use this system. And it's not just Dominion. There are other companies in the voting machine business in this country, too, that may very well and are likely using the same software. We've detected voting irregularities that are inexplicable and align with these problems in other states that think they have valid systems. But the people who bought the Dominion system for sure knew exactly what they were getting. It should never have been installed anywhere. And we are going to show the public exactly how rotten the entire state is.
Now, I have spoken with a few whistleblowers myself this weekend, and one source who is an IT specialist told me that he knows the software and specifically advised people in Texas, officials in Texas, not to use it. And yet, he was overruled. He said that there was an unusual patch that was put into the software while it was live, and it's highly unusual to put a patch in there. Is that what you're referring to? Tell me how it's done and how these back doors work.
Okay, that's part of it. They can stick a thumb drive in the machine or upload software to it, even from the internet. They can do it from Germany or Venezuela, even. They can remote access anything. They can watch votes in real time. They can shift votes in real time. We've identified mathematically the exact algorithm they used and plan to use from the beginning to modify the votes in this case to make sure Biden won. That's why he said he didn't need your votes now. He would need you later. He was right. I mean, in his demented state, he had no filter, and he was speaking the truth more than once, including when he said he had the largest voter fraud organization ever. Well, it's massive election fraud. It's going to undo the entire election. And they can do anything they want with the votes. They can have the machines not read the signature. They can have the machines not read the down ballot. They can make the machines read and catalog only the Biden votes. It's like drag and drop whatever you want, wherever you want, upload votes.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got math in Michigan and Pennsylvania, I think it is, that all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of votes at a 67% ratio for Biden, 23% for Trump, yeah, were uploaded multiple times into the system.
And Sydney, you say you have an affidavit from someone who knows how this system works and was there with the planning of it. You believe you can prove this in
yes.
court?
Yes. We have a sworn statement from a witness who knew exactly how it worked from the beginning, why it was designed to work that way, and saw mm-hmm. when things started shutting down and they started, stopped counting the votes here. That was the same play that had worked in other countries.
Wow. This is explosive, and we certainly will continue to follow it. Sydney, thank you so much for your work. We will be catching up with you soon. Thank you so much. We'll be watching.
Thank you,
Sydney
Maria.
Powell.
You can be assured Rudy and I will stay on it.
Okay, again, that was Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, Maria Bartiromo interviewing Sidney Powell, one of Donald Trump's defense attorneys. And wow, that was all breaking news. Now, I want to point something out here, because there are people on the left, there are skeptics out there, mostly on the left, that are saying that this is all made up. I want to throw this out there as a thought. You chew on it if you want to, or you can chuck it down, throw it down with some water. I don't care. But listen, these people like her, people like Sidney Powell, people like, she's an attorney, people like Giuliani, all right, they stake their reputations on the work that they do. They just don't run with any case because they're getting paid good, because if they get paid decent and they're taking on a losing case, they're not going to pick up another case moving down the road. Lawyers take cases they know they can win so that they look good down the road and they can get more jobs. They can get more work, because like any other job, if they put out a poor effort, if they put out poor work, if the fruits of their labor are not there, then they're not going to get hired in the future. Not only that, but you can't just walk into a courtroom with a case. No case is going to hear you unless there's enough evidence to be had against you. That being said, since the CIA is involved in this, according to them, she was saying that Peter Neffinger, the retired admiral from the Coast Guard, the one that was appointed under Barack Obama or nominated by Barack Obama, all right, in 2015, he served as the, the Transportation Security Administration under the Obama administration. He lasted until 2017, where I'm sure he was fired by President Trump and somebody else was given the position. But the CIA is involved in this. He's involved in this, and the CIA is involved in this. So, and she also mentioned it as far as the CIA goes. Where's her name at here? Gina Haspel. Gina Haspel is involved in this because she knew that this was going on. She had knowledge that these things were going on, and she didn't do anything about it. What kind of CIA director has knowledge of insecurities in the democratic system? And I don't believe this is a democratic system. We're supposed to be a republic, but right now we're running as a democracy. Okay, it's a democratic form of government, and it's been hacked. We are now hacked, and our central intelligence agency heads have knowledge of this. They did nothing about it, and that's a serious issue. Okay, so this runs deep, people. This is not FBI. The FBI isn't going to touch this. The CIA isn't going to touch this. This is stuff that's going to go directly to the Supreme Court, because the small fries are the small courts. That's just playing the game, going through the motions. But the big dogs are not going to be able to investigate this because they are corrupted. This is drain the swamp level corruption. Deep corruption. Liberty versus tyranny. Just like I said last week, liberty versus tyranny. Dominion is used. I reported it's used in 22 states. Okay, that was last week. I was using older knowledge. This lady has newer knowledge. She's saying it's being used in 30 states, in 2,000 jurisdictions. And Texas knew that these systems were flawed. They looked into them. They knew that they were broken. They knew that they could be hacked. They knew that they could be backdoored. They knew that the votes could be manipulated. And they rejected it anyway, the leaders did, but was overruled, according to Sidney Powell. And the system was utilized anyway. But it looks like in Georgia and Michigan, there was this is where we're at right now. This is where they've been doing their homework in Georgia and Michigan, where the manipulation of on election night for all the ballots occurred. If they occurred in these two states, then you can count that you could bet that the other 28 systems are also infected. Remember, this can be, according to Sidney Powell and what she reported to us, anybody from in Venezuela, anybody in the United States that has access to these machines can open them up remotely and they can access them and they can change the votes. They can manipulate it to do anything that they want to. Now, I never claimed to be a computer expert, but I am above average on my computer knowledge. And I can tell you right now, the thing she was talking about is as simple as dragging and dropping folders and files. I can highlight a folder. I can hit Control X to cut it as a shortcut, Control X, and I can go somewhere else and I can hit Control V to paste it in there. And guess what? It's going to drop. So if Trump has 23,000, let's throw this out there as an example, 23,000 votes, they can take that out. They can hit Control X. They can go over to Biden's folder, hit Control V, and paste it right in there. Boom. Trump just lost 23,000 votes. Boom. Biden just gained 23,000 votes. And they're saying this has happened not in the thousands, not in the tens of thousands, not in the hundreds of thousands, but in the millions. This is insane. Our system has been hacked. The United States has been hacked by liberals on the left. They've been hacked by Canadian businesses, by Venezuelans. Hugo Chavez, evidently, from other research, that Hugo Chavez had these systems built for him way back when so he could run for president and not lose the election. This is what we're into now. This is what the United States is dumping their monies into now. Not just any administration. Barack Obama had these machines purchased and put and installed inside the United States. This happened under his watch. And I remember from in 2000, I mentioned this last, I'm pretty sure I did last episode. In 2016, a lot of votes from President Trump were hijacked and they were flipped over into Hillary's ballots, Hillary's votes. So they're taken from Trump and given to Hillary. It's a miraculous thing that no glitches in the system ever work towards the Republican candidate. They always glitch towards the Democrat. That is craziness. And you cannot tell me that this is a glitch. And the system involved, the computer programs involved, according to this report that she said, was Smartmatic. Some earlier studies I showed show that some other systems was being utilized inside of these Dominion voting systems. And that's fine because you can have two different machines taking different kinds of software. But this Smartmatic, it appears, is the worst one yet. We got the Dominion voting systems that has, I've seen pictures of it. There's a slit down the side so that you can, with a USB port, you can stick a thumb drive into it. So somebody can walk in willy-nilly into a voting poll. And they can take their thumb drive out of their pocket, especially after you kicked out all the Republican poll watchers, and stick a thumb drive in there, and then manually move votes from a thumb drive into Biden's folder. Isn't that insane? This is a democracy we're living. We cannot trust electronics. We have to get back to the old ways. We have to get back to paper ballots. I say we, you know what? I heard, and I don't know if it's true. I want to believe that it is, but in 2000, I know this part's true. In 2018, President Trump signed an executive order that gave more authority to Homeland Security to secure elections so there would be less fraud. And I heard a rumor. It was from, it wasn't from a rumor. This came from a reliable source. A man by the name, he's an ex, I want to say Central Intelligence Agency, Pachinik, said that President Trump had Homeland Security print up tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of ballots that were watermarked with isotopes. If that's true, it's genius. And that's something that's going to come out in the courts. This ain't stuff that you could just bring up. It drives me nuts when you see people like Neil Cavuto cutting off Kayleigh McEnany because she's talking about voter fraud. He cuts her off and says, there's no proof of voter fraud. And he don't let the people listen to the information, decide for themselves, that he cuts them off, but they're not going to show their cards. What court, what prosecutor shows their cards or releases the evidence before the case has gone to trial? Nobody does. Nobody does, Neil Cavuto. They're just not going to release the evidence out and onto social media. So when you say there's no proof, you don't know that. You have no clue. You need to get back to your job as a journalist if you are even journalizing. If you're even a journalist, just get back to reporting. If somebody's talking, let them run their mouth. Let the people decide. I can't stand it that the super tech is and the left wing media and all the media in general is censoring the United States. Everything we're being spoon fed. We can't even listen and decide for ourselves anymore. This is Gestapo. This is Hitler-esque. Taking control of the police, taking control of the media, and deciding what is fed to the public. My blood pressure's up. I can feel it. So according to Sidney Powell, Trump actually won because millions of votes were switched from Trump to Biden. And according to her, there's so much evidence that it feels like it's coming through a fire hose. And she can't keep up with it at all. Now, we've been seeing, if you're watching Newsmax, which is the only Newsmax and One American News Network, OANN, hey, those are the places you need to go. Get rid of Fox. Stop watching Fox. Go to Newsmax. Go to One American News Network. Watch them and see what's going on, because you're not going to see it on Fox, because they're cutting out the president. Twitter's cutting them out. YouTube's cutting them out. Facebook's cutting them out. They're spoon-feeding people. In fact, I got a notice today from a statistics site that told me, let's see if I can pull it up here. This is madness. Where are you at? Listen to this. Twitter flagged 300,000 misleading U.S. election tweets. How do they know? Does Twitter have inside knowledge into the evidence that the Trump campaign lawyers and attorneys have against the election fraud? Does Twitter know what witnesses have signed affidavits? Does Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, do they understand how much evidence has been collected behind closed doors and how many affidavits have been closed and how much evidence has been brought forward and shown to the judges in these states that are in question? They have no idea. So how would they have the knowledge available to flag anything that is misleading? Who determines what is misleading? The court does. Not Twitter, not Facebook, not Instagram, not YouTube, not TikTok. I can't hardly... Let me see what other kind of craziness I have here. I got an email from the Trump campaign. It says, setting the record straight on Trump campaign's Pennsylvania litigation. Listen to this. On Sunday night, the Washington Post ran a complete mischaracterization of the Trump campaign's litigation into Pennsylvania, erroneously claiming that the campaign had dropped the claim of nearly 700,000 ballots processed illegally and in secret. The campaign did no such thing. In fact, because of a Friday ruling by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in an unrelated case, the campaign strategically decided to restructure its lawsuit to rely on claims of violations of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The claim that 682,479 ballots were improperly processed and counted is still very much a part of the lawsuit. They're even... Okay. So the people who are flagging... The Trump campaign of misleading posts and misleading information is actually giving the people misleading information. This is what we're dealing with. This is Gestapo. They're feeding us what they want us to eat. They're showing us what they want us to see. This is what me and Ryan Scow talked about, gaslighting the American people. And if you sit around and watch for years and years and years, one source of information, this is where your brain's going to go. You're going to have one school of thought, and that's it. They've also said that hundreds of thousands have stepped forward with their witnesses of voter fraud. This isn't even counting the stuff that's inside of the machines. This is easy. In the machines, you can open up. Everything is recorded. And okay, so if you're looking at a program, everything is recorded in logs. You can open up the log if you got the right experts to do it, and you can see what happened on what date and what time. There's your proof. There's your evidence. Twitter does not have that information. They cannot tell you what is right and what is wrong. That information is solely with the lawyers in this case. And they're not going to be releasing it until the information comes out in court, until the trial has concluded or the evidence has been presented. And if there's anybody from the news media that's sitting in the court when it's presented, after they leave, then they can talk about the evidence that was presented. But evidently, there's substantial amounts of money given to state officials that purchased this software. Sidney Powell said that hundreds of millions of dollars to multiple states. And then that's Maria down the road. She says, what family got hundreds of millions of dollars? No particular one family got hundreds. This is across multiple states. So according to her, there's kickback. People are securing elections by giving them these machines are purchased and money's given to them as kind of an insurance because they're going to win the election. Another, you know what, the evidence, here's another thing that Sidney Powell said. This is devastating for the Biden camp. She said that the Smartmatic manuals, now these are the manuals that are utilized, 2,000 jurisdictions? No, that's that Dominion used in 2,000 jurisdictions, but most of those have this Smartmatic system in it. But of the ones that have the Smartmatic system in it, that manual tells you how to modify the votes. That piece of information alone is enough to switch all the votes where these questionable states and these questionable things have happened with these machines. I'm telling you, people, we might be running out of time as far as December goes, but this thing, it's not over. And the left can go out onto the streets and they can throw their parties, they can dance. They're still attacking conservatives in the streets, talking about peace and unity. Oh, and Joe Biden finally came out and condemned violence. Too little, too late, Joe. You can't try to hand out the olive branch after you believe you've won an election. You should probably get back to lining out your cabinet and focusing on doing other things because this is not, it's not looking good for you, Joe. I know you've called me a few times and it's probably Joe right here. Hold on a second. Hey, Joe.
Your papa's a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you see how things have changed?
Old corn pop.
One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off.
You're talking about Esther or corn pop?
He came off.
I'm confused.
And he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, this was mostly, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. There was a guy named Bill Wright, the only white guy, and he did all the pulls. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where all the pull filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out.
That's enough, Joe. He talks too much. Ow. Joe talks too much. Anyway, he said so much. He gives me so much fodder for this show, it's ridiculous. I know I use some of the same bits over and over and over again, but it's because I have a fondness. I like the things that Joe says. I don't like his politics. He makes me laugh. He's funny. Anyway, oh my goodness. Oh, yeah, and the last thing that Sidney Powell said, anyway, that I took a note for, was that there was a whistleblower that said that a patch was installed right during the election. So I'm wondering, we all heard about all the ballots that were dropped off overnight when we were sleeping. Remember, we all went to bed, and President Trump was far, far in the lead, and we woke up the next morning, and Joe's winning, Big Joe's winning, and Corn Pop's cheering for him, go, Joe, go! I'm wondering if not only those ballots, the mystery ballots were dropped off, that that patch wasn't installed right then and there. Because do you remember how crazy Hillary Clinton got whenever she lost? Newsweek had already printed up the magazines and shipped them abroad. There was no way, no way that Donald Trump was going to win the presidency. So how'd they know? Could it be that Hillary Clinton had Dominion in her pocket? After all, Dominion donated to the Clinton Foundation. Go to the Clinton Foundation website, do your own homework. I put a link on it last week, actually. You can pull it up and look for yourself. This is not good what we're dealing with, folks. It's not good at all. This is an attack on our republic, an attack on our democratic form of government. And we're reaching a turning point. We're all so focused on getting Donald Trump back in office in this next 4 years that nobody's wondering what's after that. Do you see how crazy they're getting? They are getting desperate. And I'm wondering if the next alignment of stars where the Democrats have the executive branch, the Democrats have the legislative branch and the judicial branch. Well, they don't have the judicial branch now, but you see what I'm saying with the House and the Senate and the executive branch. What? How crazy can it get? How crazy can it get? What measures will be taken to make sure that there is never again a Donald Trump? To make sure there was never again the energy that we saw with the Trump campaign. The mark is coming, folks. And I know this seems like a sudden tide, like, wow, that was a rant. And it's all tied together. All this electronics, it's all tied together with the whole COVID thing. I'm going to have a guest on. I called a friend of mine recently. His name is Craig Treadwell. I'm going to try to get him on the show. He's an evangelist. He preaches on Bible prophecy. And he has a great deal of knowledge on the whole COVID system and the mark of the beast. And it all sounds far-fetched and crazy. It even sounded more crazy 10 years ago. But now that we see that Bill Gates has stopped focusing on computer software for Microsoft and stuff like that and gone to vaccines, and he's working on this whole 5G thing, you know, I mean, for those of you that don't know, there's a theory out there that the vaccines are going to be used to push the whole 5G thing. So these nanites, this is public knowledge. You can go on YouTube and go anywhere and look up this thing. But this man is pushing to have these nanites injected into the human body so that they will integrate us with technology. Essentially, we will become human towers. Reception would be magnified. Cell phone reception magnified. So I could be walking down, I can say I'm jogging, or I'm sitting in a restaurant and my heart starts to defibrillate. My phone might pick up some distress. It's going to, these nanites inside of my body will communicate to the device, which will in turn communicate to a medical system and will respond. This is all going back to this kind of thing can only be done through injection. This is why I'm so adamantly opposed to the vaccine. This is why I'm so adamantly opposed to injections that the government gives me, and I have no idea what's in them. On a religious basis, I cannot conscientiously allow something that I don't know what it is to be injected into my body. Because there is coming a time, according to the Bible, where we won't be able to buy, sell, or trade unless we have this device, this mark inside of us. And according to the technology and the forms and documents that I've read, that I've downloaded and read, the way that it works is we will be rewarded and paid with this bit currency system that's going up every day in the stock market. People are investing in it because it's coming, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. I've read the back of the book. I know it's going to happen. But say we got this device in we got this stuff in our system, okay? And when we do our work at the end of the day, we're not receiving paper currency anymore. We won't be receiving coin, precious metals. We won't be getting checks cut to us. It'll be deposited automatically into our account, and nobody can steal anything from us because it'll be encoded within our system. We just wave our arm over a scanner, and it deducts it electronically. That's what we're going to. And once we've reached that point, we're in complete subjugation to the system. We're no longer serving God, but we're serving the system. We're serving the government. And that's why we can't allow it to happen. But earlier I said that I wanted to get to something here at the end of the show about Neil Cavuto. And I want to show you guys how he just abruptly cut off Kayleigh McEnany. All right, listen to this. It says Fox News cut away from a news conference held by Kayleigh McEnany. The host explained there was no evidence to back up.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kayleigh McEnany here today in my personal capacity.
Her explosive charge about election fraud.
This election is not over. Far from it.
Kayleigh McEnany right now spelling out the Republican National Committee's plan to fight what's been going on in some states, notably Pennsylvania, with the vote count. Let's listen in.
We want every legal vote to be counted. And we want every illegal vote to be...
Whoa, I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging...
I'm done with him. Okay, you know what? No, I want you to hear this. Listen.
The other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this. I want to make sure that maybe they do have something to back that up. But that's an explosive charge to make, that the other side is effectively...
Okay, Neil, first of all, you don't know what evidence she is aware of. She sits with President Trump on almost every briefing, and she is aware of what evidence has had, and he authorizes what she's allowed to say. That's how that works as a press secretary. And you're saying that she's saying things with no evidence at all. And you're determining what we're allowed to hear by cutting her off. You are Gestapo. You are doing exactly what Hitler did. When he took control of the media, he determined what the people were allowed to listen to and what they weren't allowed to listen to. And you said you can't in good countenance. I think you meant in good consciousness. Actually, you can. The best thing for you to do is to just let the American people listen and decide. You could throw your commentary on there later because everybody knows that you're not a journalist. You can try to be, but you're already sold out. For 2 years, you pushed every lie that the media pressed against President Trump. For 2 years, every lie about President Trump colluding with the Russians and all that fake media baloney that was pushed by the left, every single bit of it, you allowed the left to express, and not once did you shut them down. Not once did you tell them that in good countenance you can't let that be shared, because not once did you ever say they had no evidence, when in fact they had zero evidence. There was never an ounce of proof. But yet you showed it, yet you aired it, yet you did not interrupt them. You let them talk. Okay, listen to this. Newt Gingrich on Fox News.
Yeah, look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for two different murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem. And both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money. And they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay. So it's verboten.
All right. We're going to. Okay, we're going to move on. Historic.
Wow. Okay, so that was awkward silence there. And it appeared that Harris Faulkner was hearing something in her ear, in her earpiece, when she said there, okay, we're moving on then. So that was kind of disgusting how, you know, this is public knowledge that George Soros is throwing money out. Why he hasn't been arrested, I don't know. I do know. It's because chess. We're playing a game of chess, and pieces have to be moved around first. But we don't know who has dirt on who, and it's very complicated. I understand all that. But George Soros he's got his fingers a lot of mud. Okay, but Melissa Francis said I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this. And all, you know, he said, "Well, why not? I mean, he paid for it. So, what's the deal?" She says, "George Soros doesn't need to be part of this conversation." And then he got shut down just like that. Just like Judge Jeanine Pirro got shut down for reporting on voter fraud. Oh yeah, you didn't know that? Justice with Judge Jeanine. Her program was suspended because she was reporting on voter fraud. This is where Fox is. They have become the Gestapos, and they're going to become the leaders of the Gestapo party because nobody watches CNN anymore, MSNBC, CBS, ABC. They're all garbage. Fox has always been the leading news channel, and now they're starting to decline as people are moving from them to Fox and OANN. I mean, to Newsmax and OANN. It's the thing to do. So, I apologize if you're hearing anything in the background. I got a rowdy crew at home, and I do have an office space that I try to soundproof, but my daughter has awful allergies. Anyway, okay, I want to thank everybody for coming. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I wish I could give you more, but hey, I got to keep content for other days. This has been The Rising Republic, and I am L. Douglas Hogan. Thank you for joining.